Hey everybody, this is Mark with SafeDayTraining.org, and today I want to talk about candlesticks. You know, I don't talk too much about candlesticks because pretty much I'm assuming that you guys are starting to understand and aware of the candlesticks and what candlesticks mean in terms of change of direction and all that stuff. But, you know, it struck home to me a couple days ago. I was talking to a couple of students and they really hadn't studied candlesticks. We had talked about, you know, the 8-period moving averages, pivot points, SARs, parabolics, you know, Bollinger Band, a lot of other stuff, a lot of technical stuff, but we seem to gloss over the candlesticks, and the candlesticks are very important. You know, with all the other stuff that we talk about in setting up the perfect trade, one of the most important things is that the qualification for that perfect trade has to be one of three candlesticks, okay? It has to be a shooting star, it has to be a hammer, or it has to be an engulfing candlestick. So you have to be aware of that. That has to be one of your first set of items you look at when you're starting to recognize a reversal. And really, all we're trying to do is identify those reversals, okay? And that's where we make the most money at. So, you know, let's forget about the 8-period moving average, the 20. Let's forget all about that other stuff. Remember to go back to the hammer, the shooting star, and engulfing candlesticks. If you watch those, okay, you'll get a pretty good chance of identifying that reversal. You use that as the first identifier because more than likely it's below or above the 8, depending upon which way it's turning. So if it's a shooting star, it's probably above the 8. If it's a hammer, it's probably below the 8. So that's your first identification that there's a change in direction. Possibly then you may come up with the Woody's identifying a change in direction. You may end up with the 8-period moving average identifying the change in direction. But really, you have to watch the candlesticks. It's so important. And, you know, like I said, we gloss over it so much because we assume that you guys understand it, and I don't want to gloss over that anymore because apparently they don't. Some people don't. So be aware of those candlesticks. Take a look at, you know, and there's several other ones. There's the Dology, there's just so many other candlesticks out there that you need to be aware of. But these three, the engulfing, the shooting star, and the hammer, are the ones that will identify most likely, you'll see them most frequently in terms of change of directions, okay? So understand it. You know, I was just looking on the web a couple days ago for some information and found there's just a ton of stuff out there in terms of identifying and talking about candlesticks. So do your homework. The other thing I would suggest you do too is go back and study. You know, I talked about studying yesterday in my podcast. Then again, go back and study and look at that change in direction and figure out what the candlestick that it is identifying as the first one towards your change in direction. More than likely it's going to be a shooting star or a hammer. And again, you know, it's a little bit more difficult in a commodities where, you know, where you're trading pretty frequently. You know, you're trading every minute or a couple of minutes or every 10 minutes. Whereas really look at it too in the options side of it, because you'll see that identification a lot better and the reversal will be a little bit much more significant than say looking at the futures or commodities. So be aware of that shooting star and hammer. Made a lot of money just playing the shooting star and hammer in options. So be aware of it and hopefully it'll help you identify that change in direction. Anyway, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org. Talk to you later.
Come join us at SafeDayTrading.org.
We provide you the education you need to have to become a successful day trader. We'll provide all the information for you to start your trading, from starting and setting up your office to technical chart analysis. All kinds of different information that you'll need to be a successful day trader.
Come join us at SafeDayTrading.org.